It's time for Nothing But Sex. Hosted by Maxim sex columnist Vanessa Delaggi. Fierce, unapologetic, politically incorrect. The topics will whet more than just your appetite. Let's journey through taboo sexual terrain with a delicious earful of Nothing But Sex. Here's Vanessa.
Hello. Sorry, I'm in a weird mood this morning. I've woken up with so much energy and I just thought you have to record a podcast today because it's been so long and life got in the way and so many weird things have been happening. I mean, in Melbourne, the state that I live at in Australia, we had an earthquake last week, which was kind of a bit of a novelty for myself and other Aussies. But anyway, I'll get on with the episode. Today, I wanted to speak about deep throat. And I would say that deep throat would definitely be my favorite variation of cock sucking. So basically, deep throat is what the word says. It's when you take a hard cock deep in your throat. Men can say that it makes their penis feel bigger, and also it feels kind of tight around their cock, which makes perfect sense. And everyone, I think, has heard of the movie Deep Throat, starring Linda Lovelace. And if you haven't heard of it, it was a movie that was released sometime in the 70s, I think the early 70s. And basically the premise of the film is Linda Lovelace's character goes to her doctor to have a medical examination. And during the medical examination, he finds that she has a clitoris in the back of her throat. So it's all about turning her on through her taking cocks deep in her throat. But I sometimes feel like I have a real clitoris in the back of my throat, which is hilarious, I know, but I'm very turned on by a deep throat, very turned on, and I don't need to be touched and I don't need to be aroused or eaten or whatever. I can just give a deep throat head job and come, which is kind of unusual, I think. So I've been told by men, but yeah, I get really fired up over it. So there is a way to train your gag reflex, because a lot of women struggle with giving them because it's natural. The gag reflex doesn't like things being shoved down their throat. So you can train it. There is actual classes that you can do, which sounds really funny, on how to give a deep throat blowjob. And I think they use, I've never attended a class, but I should teach them. But basically they use dildos or vibrators, I think, and they train it through that. But I actually trained mine through using Corona beer bottles. And I always remember, I thought it was bizarre, because I always remember that documentary In Bed with Madonna, and it's the only scene from the film that I can really remember. And she's sitting outside having drinks with the other dancers, and she's having a bottle of Corona beer, and she's showing her friends her cock sucking skills, and she, you know, takes the neck right down her throat. And I'll just never forget that scene as long as I live. Like, if you go on YouTube, you can probably find it. Madonna deep throating a Corona bottle. But yeah, it's just classic. But they really work. Corona bottles are really good for training your gag reflex. But you know, if you do it, I'm not responsible. I did it. If you want to do it, you try it at your own risk, basically. So yes, once you train it, it gets easier to take the whole penis further down the throat. So if you keep doing it, it's like anything, practice makes perfect. And practice with deep throat does definitely help. And the best position that I would say would be to lie on the bed. This is the woman, obviously. You lie with your head hanging off the edge of the bed, and then he comes over on top. That is the easiest way. Obviously, you can do it on the side, or he can stand and you can be on your knees. I mean, he can lie on his back and you can do it that way, but I really don't think it's comfortable. It becomes a bit like a job. And I definitely think you get a gag-free pathway with your head hanging off the bed. That would be my tip anyway. So yeah, deep throat. If you haven't done it yet, it's definitely a job, a sex act worth exploring. I would sort of hold off on having him come down your throat, because that's where it can get dangerous. Oh, not dangerous, but yeah, I've never allowed a guy to come down my throat when his cock is that deep inside it. That would feel really uncomfortable, I think. Get him to sort of pull it out a little bit before you swallow his cum or he ejaculates in your mouth or whatever. All right, so that's all I've got to say. I hope that you have a great weekend and a great week ahead, and I will see you in episode 25.
If you liked what you heard here, hit subscribe in your podcast app to get every episode and share it with whoever you dare. You can see more about Vanessa at vanessadelargy.net. Thanks for listening to Nothing But Sex. Please come again.